Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Snyder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fourth. The DH, Mitra Cummings. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Sadler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jin Ho Cho. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lewis strikes out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bragg strikes out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia-Para strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Norton takes first base on ball four. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cameron hits a pop-up towards first. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops it up and throws to first, with Snyder covering, for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin strikes out. One out. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sadler strikes out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first, with Cho covering, for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Ordonez. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Ordonez steals second. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia Parra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia Parra takes first base on ball 4. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings is 0-for-1 in the game. Cummings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia Parra moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0 for 2 in the game. Caruso bunts towards first. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first, with Sadler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin hits a pop-up into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sadler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Leary throws the ball into Sadler, who tags Thomas, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sadler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first, with Cho covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg strikes out. 1 out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garcia Parra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cummings is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cummings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Derek Lowe now pitching. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Ordonez. The throw from Hatberg and he is out, Garcia Parra applying the tag. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Norton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a line drive towards short. Caruso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Durham steals second. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Durham steals third. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0 for 3 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benjamin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Caruso for the out. Durham scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Jim Corsi now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sadler bunts towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 3 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Snyder, and towards Caruso, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadler moves to second. Two outs. Bob Horry now pitching. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garcia Parra takes first base on ball 4. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cummings is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cummings strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Norton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Norton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sime is now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.